May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Larry may kill me, but I thought it was kind of neat when we were finished with Gloria, the elbow beat said, "Hey, look at that. The very last line of the Gloria talks about the Trinity. Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen." So it shows up in the smallest ways, and all of a sudden we might have one of those aha moments. And it teaches us. There's a lot of times that we read things, and sometimes we don't hear them or really see them, and other times we get it, and it just means a lot to us. So today is Trinity Sunday, and no, there is no way on God's green earth that I can explain the Trinity to us. I don't understand it, but I believe in it because I trust God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I figure if God created everything in the universe, he can pull off the Trinity. So today for me is all about faith and worship, but faith and worship that stems from love. And without faith and worship, we really can't have a relationship with God. So today is Trinity Sunday, all about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sanctifier, and not only one gift per head. Each and every one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, does all. So how do we personally experience our God? That might be a good question. But before I get to that, I have to admit, wow, the collect has tons in it. It starts off, Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us your servant's grace by the confession of a true faith. So it's by God's gift of grace, God's gift of strength for us, that we can confess, we can talk about our faith to others, and also to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity. In other words, that's our saying, yes, we believe in God's Trinity, and also we know and we have experienced that gift of the Holy Trinity, which is perfect love, perfect care, and perfect commitment to us. And then it says, where is it? Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship. We are asking God for even more strength because we want to stay committed in our faith and worship of the Lord. Because at the end, we want God to bring us to his heavenly kingdom. When we die, we want Jesus Christ standing there with open arms saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And we have no fears that he will be there for us and with us at that time. So how do we experience God? How do we know our God? Well, right off the bat, from Proverbs, we know from wisdom. Because if we know God, that's the beginning of wisdom. We hear that in Proverbs. We also know God by his own revelation, the Bible. We learn tons from the Bible. And then Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, the true nature of our God. Jesus reveals who God truly is to us. And then by the Holy Spirit, the gift that Jesus sends, the advocate, the Holy Spirit is for us. And then by prayer. Prayer, worship, and faith. All of that is needed to have a relationship with God. It's like any other relationship. What if you have a friend and you don't call them for months or for years? You might still have some kind of a relationship, but you don't know what's going on. You don't know what they need. They don't know what you want. and vice versa. To have a relationship, there has to be communication. There has to be interest, excitement, care, and love. How else can we experience God our Father? As our Redeemer through Jesus Christ. As our Reconciler. Can we just imagine that Jesus is like a little bridge bringing us right to God the Father? Jesus gives us access. How about last week? I think it was in last week's New Testament. How we cry out, Abba, Father. That means our daddy. Do we experience him as our daddy? Someone very close and personally committed to us. Someone who cares and directs and guides and shows us. A good Heavenly Father. Our daddy. And then our brother. Jesus Christ is our brother. Think of that. Jesus is our brother. The Creator. The Redeemer, the Sanctifier of the entire world, is our brother. How humbling is that? And not only a brother, but a friend who protects us, who guides and teaches us through the Holy Spirit, and heals us by His very presence. God is in our midst right now. All we have to do is relax and pray, and feel the presence of our Lord. He never leaves us alone. God never abandons us. When we don't feel His presence, it's because we're kind of blocking it on our own. God is there all the time, 24/7, ever present. So today we celebrate the close or growing, or maybe both, close and growing, experience that we have with our God, the relationship that we have with our God through Jesus Christ and by the power of His Holy Spirit and the love of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus knew when He left that all His creation, all of us, would need His Holy Spirit so that we could live and work as Jesus lived and worked in the world. And finally, last but not least, St. Paul in Romans, he nails it. It's such a good example of the Holy Spirit working in His disciples. And I'm going to start in the middle. And not only that, but we also boast in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope, Jesus Christ, does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Instead of complaining, St. Paul and all the apostles were trying to explain that keep up your strength, keep up with your faith, keep up with your relationship with God, because God never fails. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we receive His gifts and we receive His fruits. And when all of those begin to show in our lives, we know for ourselves, and others know because they see it, that the Holy Spirit is working in us and through us. And that's when we glorify our Lord in heaven on earth. Please pray for me. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for You creating us, for You loving us enough to redeem us, and that You love us enough to continue to sanctify us and make us holy by by your Holy Spirit each and every day. We ask that in our hearts the Holy Spirit is working and alive, and that we can share and confess our faith to others and exemplify Christ in the world each and every day to each and every person that we meet. In Jesus' name we pray.